Hail, full of grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lady gave the Most Holy Rosary to St. Dominic and told him to propagate it throughout the world, that this would be a core tenet of his preaching, that this would be the devotion by which he would have great success and help to save many souls. And this is exactly what he started to do, and the word of what he was doing and his renown began to spread far and wide, that people began to talk of the sermons he would give, speak of the devotion that he was introducing to them of the Most Holy Rosary. And moreover, there was the example of people being converted back to the true faith, or coming over to it for the first time. Souls began to truly love and know God by means of this Holy Rosary and assisted by the preaching of Saint Dominic. As his name began to spread and his fame grew for the work he was doing, there was one man whose name was Don Perez, who was actually the cousin of Saint Dominic, who began to hear whispers of the great work his own cousin was doing. Don Perez, for his part, he hadn't followed in the footsteps of Saint Dominic in trying to strive for sanctity. Instead, he had fallen away completely from the practice of the faith, and he had entrenched himself in a very highly immoral life. With all of that, he had many a time given up completely on the idea of saving his soul, thinking that he would never be converted, thinking that heaven was lost to him, if it even existed. But with the whispers of the name of his cousin going about, and the witnessing of some of his friends converting and changing their lives, his interest was piqued. And so Don Perez, when he had heard that his cousin was coming near to where he lived, decided out of curiosity that just perhaps there might be something in the holy man's words, and went to the church to hear his cousin preach. When he arrived there, he entered into the church and he began to listen to the sermon. The words were nice, they were given eloquently, but overall he wasn't really truly moved. And the new devotion that he spoke of, the rosary, well, this seemed very simplistic, and as such, it too didn't really attract Don Perez. He didn't understand how people talked about it so much. He didn't understand how it could possibly be source of conversion. And so he listened, but he was unimpressed. However, at a certain point, Saint Dominic saw his cousin, and moved by an inspiration from the pulpit, he cried out loud, say that he called to heaven and he prayed. And he said, he asked God and begged him to let everyone who was present in the church see the deplorable state of his soul. With that prayer offered, right away, the crowd gasped in horror and moved as swiftly away from Don Perez as they could. They found themselves pushing to the furthest corners of the church, trying to create distance, because what they saw truly horrified them. Don Perez, surrounded by demons, hideous beasts, all of whom held chains which shackled around the neck and the arms and the legs of the poor man. For Don Perez's part, he recognized and saw his plight there too, and saw all of the look of terror in the face of the people around them, and how they revolted and turned away from him and moved as far away as they could. He was struck in a moment with the terror of the sight that was around him. Horrified, he looked up to his cousin, seeking some sort of instruction and help. At which point, Saint Dominic then called out, O unhappy man, acknowledge the deplorable state you are in. Throw yourself now at Our Lady's feet. Take this rosary and say it with devotion, with true sorrow for your sins and resolution for amendment. He then handed Dom Perez the rosary. Perez took the beads in his hand and he fell to his knees to pray. Saint Dominic began to lead the very prayer, and with them the congregation joined in, one bead at a time they counted along, and little by little Dom Perez was free. One by one the shackles began to fall away from him, the shackles which were his vices, which had been so attached, he had been so attached to, which truly enslaved him. And then one by one, each of the demons began to flee as the prayers continued along, until finally, at its completion, Dom Perez looked up to see that all of them were gone and he was set free. With this, he made a very tearful and fully contrite confession of all of his sins of his life. And then his cousin instructed him that he should pray the rosary every single day, which he resolved to do and then followed through on for the rest of his life, living from that day forward a holy life and finally dying a happy death. Throughout history, since it had been given to Saint Dominic himself, the spread of the rosary was given far and wide, and its impact was monumental. It, time and again, found itself to be so key in the saving of souls, key in so many conversions, key in the preservation of faith in the times of trouble and under persecutions. It was key in satisfying so many aspects of divine justice due to men. And quite literally, it was recognized by so many to be the key to the kingdom of heaven. Saint Dominic was so successful in converting souls by means of devotion to the Most Holy Rosary. Heresy was successfully combated. Sinners were fully converted. And the faith was spread far and wide. We look back upon it, and we read about it, and we marvel at the miracles that were worked by the hand of Our Lady through the means of that very devotion that she asked for from heaven. But oftentimes, it is for us, as we look, that we sometimes read it as if we were just recounting events for the past, and sometimes begin to think of the devotion as a tool for the past. It is not this at all, but rather, its importance is just as much, if not even more so, in our present day. It is for us to find just as important, to clutch just as strongly to be just as devoted to in our lives. No, the difference in the things that we read about the devotion to the rosary and the devotion in our own lives is what comes with human nature. The fact that it is around all the time allows us to sometimes fall into complacency, knowing that it is just always there, and that we don't see its fruits every moment. But today, this is what I want to point out. For us to take a moment and take a step back again, and to look at our own current days and lives, to see just how truly an important devotion it is. For those of us who have come to understand, know, and embrace the true faith. How monumental was the rosary in that reality? Each and every person who finds the faith later in life has a story which differs in many different ways. Coming from different places, learning about different aspects, holding on to different points of importance, having our own watershed moments which are different and unique to us all. But when we look at our conversion, somewhere in there, we realize that a true devotion to the rosary became part of our story. And it was monumental in our conversion. Those of you who have been fortunate enough to be born into the true faith, even more so, it is easy to become complacent in the importance of the rosary, because it truly has always been there. It is something that you have known from your youth. But that is exactly the point for you to reflect on. How much of a role did it play in your formative years? How many times did you find yourselves again and again kneeling and reciting those prayers, working your way along the beads, finding yourself to be in charge of leading perhaps one decade in your family, and to reflect and realize that truly it was some of the first prayers that you ever learned, and to think, when was the last time you didn't have one on your person? Do you not think that your being here today has been fortified and supported by the fact that it has been a constant in your life? In our times of struggle, moments in which temptation come upon us, all of us can reflect to think to ourselves, when we have found ourselves struggling most with temptation, when we have found ourselves thinking, how is it that I can possibly grow when I commit the same sins again and again, when it seems so difficult? How often in those times was the devotion that we had to the Most Holy Rosary weakened, perhaps becoming inconsistent in our recitation, or even becoming absent? At the very least, in those times, could we recognize that it was something that was more often said in haste or in habit rather than by means of devotion? But then we can reflect back and realize that in those times in which we pull ourselves out of the struggle, how it is that leaning upon that rosary and finding strength in it and really trying to pray it well, that it is a source of great graces and the means by which we find growth moving forward. In your families, in the times in which there are interpersonal struggles and difficulties at home, where do you find the rosary then? How often that it is that what is meant to be a daily family recitation becomes less and less frequently said together? That in times of real strife and struggle, spouses, how many times is it that you realize that you no longer pray it together? But it is in coming together and binding yourselves together by that chain of the rosary that you are able to overcome these type of difficulties. Most importantly, because of the graces that it encircles you with as you work together around those beads, but how it also cooperates with nature. By coming to pray together, it forces you to put aside the hard feelings that you may feel. to lay away the grudges which you might hold on to exercise the virtue of charity towards each other, because it is found in that common bond in the love of God that is professed and prayed in that daily rosary. So it is important for us to see in our lives that the rosary, the ebbs and flows in our devotedness to it, the way it comes and goes in our attentiveness, so how much we are conscious of its importance, and so when we take it for granted. But these things, these are not symptoms of our spiritual life and its peaks and valleys, but rather that they are at its core as means by what cause us to struggle and to persevere. And so, that next time we reach into our pocket or into our handbag, we feel those familiar beads there. It is not just another item that we have beside us, but rather it is truly the key to graces from heaven and what will be the means for us to ascend the ladder to find ourselves there one day. May God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.